The Adventures of Whippy Watson.
Okay, the word has spread to the Adelaide Crows. Right now, they are more than half an hour behind the Essendon, Sydney and Carlton recruiting team. The Blues, meanwhile, have had to make an emergency landing in Dick Pratt's private jet just outside Ararat. The weight of the gold bars loaded into the plane to grease the wheels of the deal have led to a miscalculation of fuel required. At Footy Park, Graham Corns is trying to pack the recruiting team into a Toyota Tarraga van, but it's like herding cats, as confusion over who is going and where they will sit in the luxury people mover adds to the mayhem and drama.
Find Johnson. Who is with Johnson?
I can't find him. What's going on here?
Where is James?
James is down there.
I'm
trying to get rid of
them. I was keeping an eye on that. There's something going horribly wrong there.
Indeed there is. Back in the van, the blue panel van, the bomber trio, Dodoro, Harvey and Vander have their wind at the back. Unfortunately though, for the first time in his career, Vander has taken his eye off the ball. They find themselves lost between Great Western and Stawell. Luckily, a sprightly young fellow, follicularly challenged, chest pumped out, manicured, pedicured, within an inch of his life, wearing a bright red sash, is sprinting towards them. Vander doesn't have time to address him as a beautifully proportioned Adonis boldly takes up the conversation.
I could have been an AFL great myself, but I took up sprinting instead. I can see you eyeing off my sash. It's a beauty. Yeah, I won that in 93. I could have gone to the Olympics. I had Carl and Linford in my sights, but the nation said, no, oh, my hammies. They just kept playing up.
All three wound their windows back up. Back in Nimbula. Nice work, Richo. Back
in Nimbula. He's gone. That was a live cameo. He's gone.
He'll be back. Back in Nimbula, Whippy is oblivious to the pursuit. As he delicately navigates a pursuit of his own. There is nothing, nothing like young love and first love. In the tiny wheatbelt town of Dimbuka, girls are as scarce as body hair on the modern-day player. Whippy is about to make a huge move on the object of his affection. Armed with half a mango, he is about to confess his love for a young lass who recently arrived at Dimbuka and has been taking the local netball team by storm since she pulled the GA bib over her mid-length mousy brown hair.
Now, I've been in 29 netball premierships, I've played indoor cricket in four states, and I've shot put it at a national level. Now, I think I know what I'm talking about, all right?
Will the Bombers beat the Swans, the Blues, the Crows to Dimbuka? Will Shaz get to share the other half of Whippy's mango? Join us Monday to find out more.
Oh, it's a sensation. What an episode. It's now got a love interest. Sharon Strzelecki with a half mango.